Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to work,
damaged metal. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga.
myself, man. I ain't gon' trip today. I'ma take the day off, shut shop, and shake the spot. So what the fuck I wanna do? Spin watch, I'm down the drop. Swerve, dip, swerve, it don't stop. I'm spinning up G, still holding the knot. A nigga headed to the city, smoking Bombay in a G-way. Dip, swerve, 110 freeway. It's a little tricky when you're rolling up a 50, trying to stay in your lane, doing 50 over 60. Big roll of 50, looking out for the 50s. Look around, all clear, buff, buff, this is heavy. Gotta hit the show, cause the show got at the titties, trying to find me a pretty down the zoo to do my ditty. Don't like the ditty, county bitches acting shitty, so I kick them through the dirt when I bounce. I'm swerving and dipping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want to be this wall cheese, nigga. I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I got to try to be the one. Feel to the reason, so hop down, do my shit run. Yeah, please look at this bitch and shake your ass, cause I got the whole bitch of snow pumping. Yes, once they recognize this mean devil deed, like please move back to the woman. Oh, worry not, young please, deaf deed, no ears.
Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store and grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger is she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too if they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some plus, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on, some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more snow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some plus, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they like you. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bombs to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spots. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some plus, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some plus, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. On what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why, it up why, when you can, when you when can, you bat, can it bat it up. 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 Bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them. True West Radio. Mad Monday. Happy True Year. Now, y'all live, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. We right here for you, man. It's the True Year, man. Y'all got to get up. Stand up. And see, this thing is pissing me off. This is one of the days when the damn sound effects don't want to work. I'm about ready to throw this shit out the window. That's what's going to happen. So check this out right here. We got Sweet Bees. And we got Pee-Pee.
Happy New Year, everybody, everybody.
It's Happy True Year, man. Get it right. And I want to introduce y'all. Brand new to the truth. See, this with all the claps and all that shit supposed to come in, but the shit ain't so... Oh, girl. This is crazy because I told her I was going to say this. Buckethead, Julia.
Just call me Buckethead. I'm just
done.
Just call me Buckethead.
That's Buckethead. I got you. That's the old girl, Julia, man. She all good like firewood, man. Welcome to True West Radio.
Thank you so much.
Call up from the 951. Who that is? 951-292-951. Oh, well. Sit there in the corner then. But anyway, welcome to True West Radio, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody had a fly, you know, New Year. I ain't do a damn thing. Well, True Year, because I think I fell asleep about 11:45.
Oh, no.
I ain't seen none of that shit. I was out. I'm sitting up there. And I was playing dominoes and shit like that. Nobody wanted to play no more because, you know, I was just taking everybody out. And I'm sitting up there like, oh, 15 more minutes. By the time that damn, I couldn't make it 15 minutes. I was out.
Man, I didn't know when I was
going to
go to sleep over here. It sounded like World War
III. Nah, it wasn't like
well,
that.
Well, Buckethead said, this is what Buckethead said. Buckethead said you taking him out because Buckethead ain't down on yet.
I hear you. Buckethead, boy. Hey, yeah, what we going to do, Wednesday, we gonna throw on and feature her music. You know, she's up and coming. She produced. She got her own little studio and rapping everything out of Louisiana. You know what I mean? So,
cool.
Yeah, you'll be hearing a whole lot more. That's the homegirl, Sweet Pea, you know, because, you know, y'all might want to have y'all,
you know.
The girl time and all that old stuff. So she won't be feeling like, you know, Sweet Pea on the air. Well, we be talking so rough sometimes, she just be taking it like a champ. But, you know, not all the time. Hey. Hey, guess what, though? Ain't a cowboy call yet. Usually, they be the first ones online.
Oh, they can crush it.
babe, I ain't gonna show up.
He said the Cowboy fan call, yeah.
The Cowboys, you know what? Rev Ali be the first one. So while we sitting here, when the show is about to start, I see him. He done called 5 minutes before the show's supposed to start. He just sitting there. This nigga ain't called at all.
Call
all of them. And look, check this out. Him and Confetti owe me $50.
Oh,
so he really ain't trying
call.
To call.
I should have hit the cash up.
Only
2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, y'all should have just... But see, that's the whole thing, see? Either they going to pay me $50 or they got to pay me $50 extra when I send them their track. So anyway, go. I'm getting my $50 out of these, y'all. But they quiet, they were, hey, look, I called Rev Ali right after the Cowboys lost. This nigga wouldn't answer the phone. he was like, hell, this nigga ain't get ready to put that shit by you. Hold on, let's try this one more time. Call it from the 951, who
got
is this? Who this?
You got some niggas scared, huh?
God, I ain't scared. Who this is?
It's me,
nigga. Oh, Bobo?
Trash.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? It's me, JoJo.
951.
I had to call from this number because it was... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear
yes.
you. Who... Oh, this is JoJo.
This is JoJo.
Yeah, I got to call you from the text now number because they won't let me call from my phone.
No, I hit they ass about that shit today. That's bullshit. I'm like, dude, if y'all trying to make some money that I don't know about, I need to be in on this shit. They was asking you for money to call?
I
already talked to JoJo. So I already talked to JoJo about the whole situation, so. All right, hold on one second.
Got to talk to.
Hello there. 903. Who that is?
That's Foxy, man.
Foxy!
Hey, what's going down?
Oh, chillin', what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all know Foxy, but that's my homegirl Foxy. Sweet Pea over here. My homegirl Foxy is over here. You know, JoJo's on here. My man BP is on here. How you doing? How was your New Year?
It was straight. It was straight. Where's Sweetie at?
I'm right here.
I'm hey, mama. I'm in the background with my
all
regular
right,
car.
That
32 degrees slapped my ass inside the head yesterday morning.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How was your New Year?
I got one question. How many people got fucked up for New Year?
I didn't. I really didn't.
No, I was asleep. I ain't
gonna
lie.
I didn't.
Smoked a lot of weed. I don't know if that counts as being fucked up or being on your toes. But, you know. I
but
feel
then,
like
what
I'm
you,
on
how was
toes.
You? I mean, I don't know if you drink and smoke, but how was you on New Year's? Was you?
It's like you guys got smoked, so I can't even be fucked up no more. It's like I'm
oh,
just.
You just went all natural.
Yeah, I started a day early, so I guess on New Year's Eve, I was still recuperating. So I said, "Fuck New Year's," and I was gonna go to
Hey, look, you know what it was? See, what I did the same thing because my boy came over here and he had all these types of weed and he was trying to get me to hit all the weed. Tell me what this tastes like. And I don't smoke weed like that. So
I
would have
named all them motherfuckers.
I was fucked up and I'm drinking my brews and shit. So I gets the munchie. Roll up in the house talking shit, talking about playing domino. played some dominoes. I got me a plate, and the itis kicked in. Y'all know that nigga itis. Especially when you eating you, and you high, and you go, oh, damn, I think I overdid that shit. That's the way I was feeling.
You lay back
and a commercial come on, your eyes closed, then you kind of open them up a little bit. That's me. Then it was just a wrap after that.
You see, when I smoke weed, I be on my toes, you know, because I'm like a nervous person, even real shy as hell. So when I smoke weed, I be calm. I'm decent everything out. Well, so I don't
got,
know
got
if that
paranoia.
You
got the paranoia. You looking out the blinds. Who that?
That's what I do when I'm sober. Shit.
Man, I don't really smoke weed like that, but give me a blunt because my lungs is a virgin on that shit. Give me a blunt. I'll be ready to get in the studio and sing some shit.
I heard that.
I'll fuck around and start singing the ABC. ABCDEFG.
Hey, look. Hey, look, you bullshitting. I always said I want to do that. I want to do that. And I want to do all of those, you know, them old songs that they used to do, but do it always. And then and give them to the kids. You know what I'm saying? I bet you them black kids learn that ABCs quick.
That kid's spot was whack as hell.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP. No, none of that. You sing it the way you just sing it, them kids be like, man, you know I know my ABCs. They be like one and a half.
Yeah, you probably gonna have to
twerk with it.
You gotta do a
little
twerking.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna
do anything. We don't want them twerking nothing, you know.
No, we can't twerk to the ABCs now. Come on.
I'm just saying, do it better for kids that want to know the ABC because, you know, little kids learn songs fast.
Oh,
no.
They do.
I had a CD. I forgot what songs was on it. They wasn't bad songs, but the little kids used to be on the way to school and he'd play it and them kids knew my whole song. Kids love them song. They sing it all the time. And then so he told them to come here and all his kids were singing my song with no beat or nothing. I was like, all right.
See, that's why my mama had to start listening to Sade and Anita Baker and all that shit. Because she liked the rap music, but then me and my sister was like 1, 2, 3 into the 4 and shit like that. She was like, nah.
Y'all about to go somewhere totally different. I hear you though. It ain't. You know, it's just because see, I know my granddaughter. She, you know, she loved music. You know, well, you know, all my limbs. You know, they all love music, and I just caught her saying some off-the-wall stuff. The only thing I do is I look at her and say, you can listen to it, but you better not say it. I'm going to slap you in the mouth. All right, Papa.
What is that?
All right, Papa.
Okay.
Hey, look. Hey, she actually slipped up and said some shit. I forgot what song. And she accidentally slipped up and said it right in front of me. And she ate. She had that mouth covered because she had the mouth covered because he was going, oops, I don't know what I said. I shouldn't have said that. Boy, is this nigga getting ready to punch me in the mouth?
But yet she was probably thinking, well, I heard it. I think you said it.
Well, I would tell you, I told him, she got the scooter. You know, them little Razor scooters with the handlebar, like two wheels and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go up my driveway and then come back down. And then my car was parked, so she had to go up and around the car. And I told her, you need to stop because if you fall and hurt yourself, you start crying, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. So what she did, she said, I'm not going to fall, fall, fall. She just kept going around in circles. I told my papa, I'm not going to fall. And if I do, I'm not going to cry. She just kept singing that over and over.
That's cute. That's a little motivation to herself.
Man, she said, Bubba, I wrote a song. When? Last night. You want to hear? Yeah, all right. I'm like, all right, you don't get
that
there to be
cute. That was too cute. That was too cute.
So hopefully, by the time she's 10, you know what I'm saying, she'll be getting, Bubba needs to hold about 100,000. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? All my kids, they wait until late in the game to start doing this shit. My granddaughter, she doing that shit right now. 8 years old, making songs every day. Yeah, so.
That's a good thing.
Oh, it's a lovely thing.
It's in her genetics, too.
Yeah. I mean, even though sometimes he get on my nerves and be like, what? I wrote a new song. All right, let me hear.
Well, you know what? You should pay heed. You should cherish all of that because
I do.
The older
I really and truly do. Because I knew it was going to happen anyway. That's just.
Yeah.
Oh, my man. Everybody
you
in
just
my family.
Old, that time.
Shit. I know, but, you know, she want me to hear the songs when I'm in the middle of something. It's easy to lose your groove if you're in the middle of something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to tell her, look, baby, I'll let you do it in a minute. Let me finish this. I'll be in there. If you wrote it last night, you ain't going to forget it. You ain't writing nothing on no paper. So, yeah. If you wrote it last night, you remember it now. You remember it in a few minutes. Hold on. Let me finish this up real quick. Well, check this out. We about to jump into a couple of cuts, man. It's a beautiful day. I'm loving the new year. You know, once again, I don't think JoJo was on here, but the homegirl Boogie did on here, man. Welcome her to the trip. Oh, he put himself in the corner.
He was on that 951 number.
Yeah, I see him. I'm going to have to call him on his phone. We get ready to run into a couple of these songs real quick, and we're going to get back, and then I'm going to
call him. Clear is tripping.
Huh?
I said this motherfucking app is tripping.
I'm going to just call you. I'm going to call you from the studio line in a minute. I'm going to play a couple of songs.
Me?
I'm going to call.
All right.
Well, hold on. Yeah, let me play this, and I'll put them on mute there. Man, True West Radio, man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 to go. Bad Monday, True West Radio. Yeah, shit, man, we got Foxy. We got women in here, man. We got Foxy. We got Buckethead. We got Sweetie. Up in this mud, boy. Y'all outnumbering us tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get at it. True West Radio. Yeah, yeah. Mad Monday. Come on, play, bastard.
The takeover.
From the city of Killer Cali that don't sleep. Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla, for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the SC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, the splash out of Lil' Cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Can't fall. LA, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game, on God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute, 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted, describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish, you get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers, ball braids of face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip, champagne in the air, we buy our clothes when we get there. And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
Back in the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock, studio a live show, blowing up any spot. Put fools on notice every time that I came back, put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with K-Day since it was AM 1580, before Tyrese was dropping lately. Exhibit was pimping, rising ghosts was still Jamie. The only thing that's new was the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
Falling down and down and I.
catch me. I'm falling, I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down, I'm falling down, just falling, falling down and die. I'm falling down and falling down and die. Falling down and falling down and down and die. I'm falling down and falling down and die. I'm falling, falling, falling.
Not bad manners,
I love
just
it.
Beer.
Macadelic tea, click a party. My neck bone connected to my funk bone. Pin bone, get the hot sauce, sugar, I'm home. If my funk bone connected to my money bone, banging with the neck bones, baby, I'm gone. How you like that? We funk, C funk, G funk, P funk, everybody bone funk. Catch a bunny rabbit, cut her tail off. So baby, don't spit, don't hark, don't cough. Peter Papa picked a pimp and turned him into me. I inject fools, infect fools
with these molecules.
Say drunk, exit out the door. I bust a pimp funk flow, then I hit a roll. I got my itch straight, I'm busting verbal. Slide to the curb and slang y'all some herbals. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic tea, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic tea, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic tea, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pin house party. If a player's on my funk flow, pancake my low low, smack dab on his afro. Then bust him in the head with the pop gun. I'm game banging, baby, baba, when I'm on one. YG's past bleak, I'm surrounded. Buzz the braba dabba zaba, all up on the baba saba. Put your hands up, even if you're high. I got your baby mama saying, girl, they fly. Tear the roof off the mother sucker, baby. I spit sinister, folk prime minister. One nation up underneath the pimp roof. Motor booty basement, the baby so cool. It's a real type of thing going down. And a whole lot of funky ass rhythm going around. I'm like a busted radiator, I'm smoking. Graduated funk school, sipping on pimp juice. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pee, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pee, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pee, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic pee, click a party. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I
said
I want
Hennessy,
you got
a shell. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I
said
I want Hennessy, you got
a shell. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
I
said
I want
Hennessy,
you got
a shell. I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
Psycho,
oh yeah.
We gon' defunk,
doing
it
like
hip-hop,
lifestyle.
You can never
up in your
say
ear-hole,
me,
baby.
Baby. Psycho, we gon' defunk,
sinister.
You can
complete
never say me, baby. Psycho. We
up in the house,
you can never fade me, baby. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho, we go deep on hip hop. You can never fade me, baby. Psycho.
Default. You can never fade me, baby. Yeah, they call me Sunny, get money. When it's rainy or sunny, I'm gonna patch your feet on the concrete. You better come back with my coupons. My snaps, my dinero, my cheddar, my chips, my free notes. I need my steady eye, you see. Under double, underlay, hip, hip, it's tipping, going down, baby.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the Dirty South, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
It's exclusive, it's exclusive.
Watch this.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true West, nigga. Welcome to the true West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we Sweet Pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Miss Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you're gooey. Yeah. It's that True West.
True West Radio. That's what's up. Get yours here, JoJo. Hold on. Let me bring y'all in. I'm sitting up here. I'm trying to roll this blunt. I got most of the blunt in my motherfucking lap. And I got one. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. I got to put on some ears. I got to have
that one. Was lit.
Thank you. Wait a minute, hold on. I gotta find some music for this nigga right here. Which one I need to put on? Blame it on the alcohol. My version. Ladies and gentlemen, one of them showed up, Rev Ali. I will take that 50 and a whole 50.
You said you were what?
I will take that 50 and a whole 50.
Is that why you called me yesterday?
You goddamn right.
No, ain't that about nothing. Yeah.
I was gonna
like,
call.
I ain't already.
I anyway. You knew I was gonna speak.
No, you wasn't. No, you wasn't. No, I know.
Hey,
yeah, you know, talking about it. I'll get it to you. Don't worry about it.
No, that's just what you
got
on your music
deal. I wasn't even thinking about none of that stuff. Yes, I was at work when you try to call me, man. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry about it, though. All we was doing was just trying to...
I know you know.
But here's the real deal, though. See, we went on and lost that game because we're trying to position ourselves for the playoffs, see? So they didn't want to be the second seed. You got to understand. You don't understand football, really. Mike McCarthy is the Green Bay Packers ex-coach, man. So he want to make sure that they win their wild card and they go down to get to the Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers, man.
That's what's
don't up. You know that?
Hey, that's what's looking. It's all good.
You don't know
nothing
about that, huh?
Look, I'm not gloating the way y'all
you don't
be
know.
Doing all the time.
I'm just saying,
he
do you
won,
know football,
I
though?
I ain't say nothing about the 49ers winning.
I'm just saying, do you know about placing yourself in the playoffs, though?
Hey, that's fine. If they threw the game, they threw the game. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But you seen how they came back, right?
You see
how they came back, like, in a hurry? They could have just smashed y'all. But what happened was...
That wasn't us.
The coach threw the fluke. They threw the fluke because they didn't want to make it look like they really threw the game. So what he did was use timeouts that he shouldn't have to make it look like he really didn't throw the game.
If they wanted to throw the game, they just should have start throwing picks.
No, they didn't want to do it like that. They want to make y'all know that in the fourth quarter, if you win about 15 points, you can get caught up real quick.
I'm not a Cardinal fan. You made this bet a long time ago. You said
no,
I bet
said you're a Cardinal
dollars.
Fan. You're a Cardinal fan because you
Cardinal
bet on them,
fan.
Right?
I'm a 49er fan.
You better speak up on the Cardinals because we didn't bet on the 49ers. So you got to be a Cardinal fan if you want this 50.
No, you said when the Cowboys face the Cardinals, I bet you 50 and they win.
No, but you bet on the Cardinals, though. You what? With the 49ers ain't got nothing to do with it. You're a
Cardinals
fan to get
Dallas. I would bet
Cardinal
my
fan to get you $50.
I'd be my Pee Wee League against Dallas.
So you know you're a Cardinal fan to get your $50 in, right?
No, I wasn't a fan. I just bet against Dallas. That's all I did.
No. You got to be a Cardinal fan if you're getting money off of them. Ain't that your team?
Well, look, I gotta sing some goddamn gospel to Reverend Ali.
I'm gonna send you one of these autographed footballs though with Carson Palmer on it.
I want no goddamn football. I want to give me that damn 49er. Try the 49er jacket. We'll call it even.
Nah, you ain't getting that.
See?
That's my jacket. I'm a 49er fan sometime too. So you don't want to admit that you're a Cardinal fan when you win $50 off of them. That's
no
terrible.
Cardinal fan. I am a 49er and I'm a Charger fan. Those
49ers didn't win you no $50 though.
Huh?
The 49ers didn't win you $50.
Oh, 49ers won me more than that. Not from you.
No, they didn't win. Not this year.
I won $200 yesterday over the 49ers. You crazy.
You ain't betting on who you bet.
I think I bet four people. It's a pool.
You bet four people. You win
a
lot in the month. You made a list.
It's a football pool, bro. You trying your best to weasel your way up out of this.
I ain't had to weasel nothing. I'm gonna pay you, brother. I'm just saying.
Look,
you're a Cardinal fan,
hold
right? You're a Cardinal fan. When I send this $50, I'm sending it to a Cardinal fan. Is what I'm saying. So in the note, when I send it to you, you know how you write a note when you send $50.
I tell you this. For me winning, I was a Cardinal fan for about 2 hours.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. It don't matter. You ain't got to be a Cardinal fan.
Well, guess what?
But when you send the receipt, you know how I send the note. I can request something. When I send the $50, I'm just going to say I'm sending it to a Cardinal fan.
I'll be that.
That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead and play some more music, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be that. Hey, you know what? I'm just saying. Once again, I want to let y'all know the homegirl Buckethead on here. I don't want to make her feel like she left out. You're now part of the True
That's
West family.
Right.
So, you know, make sure you, if you want to go on and jump in the jump rope, you can go on as long as you can double duck, I'm telling you. So.
Yeah, you just got to yell over these niggas, really, for real.
Oh, yeah, you got to put your foot down because, you know, some of these cats right here is wild. I could be wild myself, too, but, you know.
I'm just trying to give him a little second to
explain
why his phone wasn't working.
Hey, Foxy, no. Sweetie, she been there forever. So, you know what I'm saying? You, like I say, you got to see that double dutch. You know you need double dutch. You jump in the rope when you can. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
When Foxy speaks, she going to speak. Believe that.
Oh, yes. But Foxy, she one of those, hold on.
Don't start that. I don't know where you're going with this. Do not start it. Not tonight.
Not starting anything. Check this out, man. This dude got a powerful soul, man. Rev, you know I love you, man. True West Radio, Mad Monday. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Damn, we still got an hour and 2 minutes. It seems like the time is going slow as hell. Is it New Year's or what? Good gosh. I'm about to play the commercials. That's great. Now, look, that's what I'm saying. I need them new commercials. You see, I played JoJo. You know what I'm saying? JoJo, he freestyled some shit, but I was going to play it. He going to do it over. It's going to be all good. But we need some more, you know, drops. We need commercials. I'm trying to think of some funny shit to do so I can play it every so often. So I'm thinking about some stuff.
That nigga had a commercial like he was a funeral director or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that was Hell Blood.
DJ Killing Dead, yeah.
Yeah. So I did this one song one time. I forgot what it was called, but I had a commercial and it called Slap a Whole Glove. And I was telling him, it was like, you know, it's slapping a hole. It could be a woman or a man, you know what I mean? Say when you just get tired of shit, you get that slap a hole glove and you slap the shit out the hole. You know, so like I said, if a woman thinks a man is a hole, you put that slap a hole glove on.
Why not to it or something?
Huh?
I'm sure it'd be mostly niggas these days.
Well, I mean, slap a hole glove, hell. Like, it don't matter. You put a, you feel
well,
like it's a hole.
What's going to happen when it comes slap you back?
Oh, yeah. Well, the slap a hole glove, we got that special. It give you like 5% more power in your hand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, don't. Because
you
can
ball it up and it'll be a, you can ball it up and it'll be a knock a nigga out glove. That give you 5% more power.
Where you get working them at? At Home Depot?
Oh, no. Those are my, I made those.
Oh, you got them? Scratch Depot?
Yeah, Squizzy Poe, nigga.
Okay. You got them in, you got one in purple, dark purple? You got a dark purple one?
No, they all black.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they all black.
You
got to
change the colors, man. Nigga might need a white one or something, you know.
Buy you some dye, nigga, and dip it in the dye. They dyeable, nigga. I'm just saying. Well, check this out, man. I mean, way off subject, man. I'm going to play Rev Ali's song. I love this, man. You know, so we just going to give this. Man, got to give it a go because it's a real good song. I really like it. Damn. JoJo, I'm sorry, man. I had JoJo up there and time out in the corner. He didn't even do nothing this time.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
You know I love you, man. I was scrolled all the way down looking at numbers. And my bad. But, hey, I played it, man. I told you.
Yeah,
now you just got to do it over. You need to come up here and do that, motherfucker.
I know. I'm going to make it up there sometime this week.
Yeah, you
said man, that last week. Man, play that with it, too, man. Play that with it by JoJo, man. That's what I call it. So I know they ain't called it, but that's what I call it. With that with it.
With it? one is that? Oh, we'll find out anyway. Rev, I'll leave you.
He say with it, they don't want it with it.
Yeah, what song was that?
Shock him like
JoJo's, man.
Pikachu? Pikachu?
Pikachu.
That was the other one.
We were
freestyling,
I think, huh?
What? What is the Pikachu? What? It's a Pikachu song, right?
I'll
play
all JoJo's
songs.
Play all JoJo's
songs.
Pikachu
song. That is Pikachu.
Okay, that's what I was asking, bro.
Just give me a JoJo concert, and we'll figure it out. I'll play all the songs.
Yeah, JoJo concert. Come up to the True, and, you know, I have them stand on the box, and me serenade you.
As a matter of fact, when I come up there to record, might as well catch me when I'm in there shoot some jokes, too.
Yeah, you might well. Ah, man. I got a whole lot of joke shooting videos. I'm just not going to put them out because everybody is exiled. All right, check this out, man. Rev Ali, real serious shit, man. I like this song. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. I think I'm going to jump on my back and play a few of my songs out. That is, I think. I'm throwing some JoJo's.
Like the one where you talk too much and niggas hate to see you coming.
Oh, hate to see you coming?
Right,
hell yeah. That's my shit. That's my one of my favorite songs, for real. All right, take this out, Rev.
Turn me on to something I ain't heard of. I want to jam.
You about to hear a whole lot of stuff you ain't heard. Give me 30 and a half seconds. This is about to be on.
I'm ready.
Oh, man. Hey, look, just to let y'all know, my homegirl Bucket is, she out there in Louisiana, so, you know.
True. West Coast.
I'm way out here. But, hey, Buckethead don't know she got to get a tap before she really joins, so she got to get the True West tap.
Hey. Hey, I wasn't born with nail. I'm not going to leave it now.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Good reaction, though.
No,
I like that. The reaction was swift. It was like...
Say that again.
I say the reaction was swift.
No.
You know, like...
I'm good on the set.
Nah, nigga, I ain't getting no money with that tattoo.
No,
are you fucking serious? Nah, not like that. I just messed with you.
I don't even remember the ears.
True West Radio, man. Mad Monday. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. We got a full house up in there, mostly ladies. That's why I tried to play a whole lot of lady songs real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but anyway, give us a call. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Play.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, young cousin? How we doing this, man? Going down with the crazy.
You know, Rev, you know, cousin, I'm just trying to do this, give glory back to God.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's all gravy, baby, we gonna do it like that, we gonna keep pushing it like that, you know. We got the fam on the track, you can't listen, man.
I will never miss a day, my body keeps yearning for me to give praise and love in many ways. Rev Ali, I ain't no joke, I pray for folks with confession, no. Incredible lifestyle, more good than sin, I ask for forgiveness, God's my best friend. Without the Lord, I could never do this rap. With the prayers and blessings, I could never be cracked. My cousin's on the track, or what you didn't know, Ajamu Ali, Jabari, and Sonny Bo. That's just pros, and there's many more. I love them so, and my love only grows. Even though I'm miles away in L.A., the love I get in San Diego makes me wanna stay. So I give love, praise, and respect, cause thanks to the G.O.D., my father signed my check.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
Sunshine in the rain,
sunshine in the
rain. He can soothe the pain, just believe
in the strain.
Praise
them every day, praise them every day.
All outcasts, no shame.
Praise them every day.
We thank the Lord of the world for all.
Thank you, you know
I miss you so much, but I can't brush. Your purpose paints a picture like a paintbrush, but I can't rush. Knowing that these dreams can be stole, that's so real. The whole deal was if I gave it all back. I'm praising you, I'm making you, I got so many things to thank you for. Never had a dad, my mom was always there through my growth. Family always supported. When grandma passed, she kept her arm around my shoulder so the pain would be lasting. All the times I felt like giving it up, you showed signs, speaking to me when I was leaving my sleep. The whole time you had a plan, but I was too blind to see. Until I began reading your word, but now I climb to see the most high. And even though I still may fall, I ask you to forgive my sins and all my earthly flaws. And these times, temptations all up in my face. And before I sleep, but when I wake, I pray to never pray down.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
Bring the sunshine and rain,
he can't soothe the pain.
Praise them every day, praise them every day.
All outcasts don't shame. We thank the Lord of the love for his every day.
Sunshine and rain,
he can soothe the pain just for me.
Outcasts don't
shame.
We thank the Lord
above us. How you do it, baby? Yeah.
Praise him every day.
He can summon the angels for me.
Thank the Lord for everything. He's blessed me with my family, all my true family, all the blessings.
We thank the Lord above us.
You know, just wanna thank the Lord for everything he's blessed me with. You know. You know,
that's right, cause we got the homeboys up in here right now. You know, we're doing it with the fam. We got Bro Dog, Mike G, I'm up in here chilling with them. We got it, yeah, we all praising together, man. You know, it's always a lovely thing. We gotta do this all day long. That's what's gonna make it, man, you know.
You know, I just want everybody to know that I'm not perfect, I'm still a human. But I give all glory back to the glory.
We take the Lord of the
world
for
the
Most High. G-O-D.
Pray for every day.
Most definitely in effect.
Pray for every day.
Yeah. I pray for every day.
I praise him every day.
Every day, so.
I praise him every day. I praise him every day. Thank you, Lord, for his time. I praise him every day. Give glory back.
Niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit out of whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
beer, 2 beers, 3 beers, 4. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leaving, telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit. Can't be speaking, I got them whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, but don't drink no more. Then I got out of the end, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Goddamn, hear this nigga come again.
pulling up in my driveway with the music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. God is good, it's the phrase that you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows, once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Still getting down for whatever.
That's right.
Still getting down for whatever.
That's right.
in this motherfucker.
Are y'all mad? By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah. I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh. I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the truest, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pump before you get hit where you at. Really set up man pump, tripping like what? Yeah. Bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty, witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true wet, truly witty. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook, got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh? Really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Mad Monday. Don't be like Mad Monday, like motherfuckers is pissed off and about to go and start fucking people up type of Monday. It's Monday. It's get up off your ass. Y'all know y'all gotta start this week. You know what I'm saying? This is Mad Monday. So you gotta, you know, get mad about the day because a whole lot of people hate Monday. Shit, I actually love Monday. Because the closer to Saturday it gets, that's, I'm happy with it. Shit, I don't look what happened Saturday was a couple of days ago type of shit. I'm sorry. I'm ranting about some shit. Let me let y'all in. Everybody in. Then we got
the homies on
24 TV. Buddha Ali.
Yay, yay, what's happening? True West Radio, Most Dangerous Radio on Blog Talk. Happy New Year 2022.
That's 2022.
Hello.
Not better yet, 2000. Fuck you if you not fucking with me like that.
Yeah, like, you are, man. But on True West Radio is 2020 true.
True.
Yeah, you got to substitute the twos for. You know what I'm saying? You're like Rev Ali number. He start. It's three true true. We don't use two. See, I don't use. I mean, I do. I know I slip up sometimes, but I'm so true that I use. I substitute twos for true.
So you must have liked the Emmitt Smith then, huh?
No.
He got that tutu, man.
Well, if I called him, it'd be true, true. But we don't want to talk about we don't want to talk about nobody who's no longer in the NFL. But anyway.
Well, why not? You can talk about Madden the other day.
Because Madden was an icon. You fucking with the wrong dude with that, man. Come on, man. You can't be. Man, Madden, man. Man. Anyway, we ain't going to even go there. So check this out. I woke up this morning and I was about to go down to the corner store. And the motherfucking temperature said 26. When I looked at the weather channel, it's 26, but it feel like 19. Are you fucking serious?
That's why I don't feel good now.
Man, you know what? Once again, I can stand the cold before I can stand the hot. Now, if y'all in a place where it's cold all the time, a whole lot of people get used to that. You know what I'm saying? But when it's hot out here, you know I'll keep on telling y'all. That's that egg on the sidewalk type of shit. I'm just saying.
But aren't y'all used to that type of weather, though? I am. the heat, the warmth. The warm, and yeah, we got damn cold over there in California. Y'all both over there. Freeze y'all asses off.
But see, like, you know, I'm right in between. I'm in between LP and Vegas. I'm in a place called Barstow. So it's like the desert. So you know the desert going to get hot as hell or it's going to get cold as hell. So I'm right
well,
in between.
Well, let me tell y'all. Well, let me tell you what's going on here. Yesterday, it was like 32, 36, feel like 32. Today, the high was 52. Tomorrow, 65, then 73, then 68, then 58, then back to 74. That's the shit. You know what I'm saying? Got my nose ready. I'm mad as hell.
Really well, not what it is. Mother Nature is on her bipolar shit. Is she off her meds?
She's on
right
her
now.
Thing.
That's like my car
Mother
this
Nature
morning.
Is off her meds right now.
I know I let my car run for about 45 minutes this morning. I wasn't even worried about it.
Right.
Man, did you know, like I said, and it said, feel like 19. So I got my sweatshirt on, my beanie, I got my mask. I got this little, it's a fur beanie and a fur mask. I took about three steps, I turned around and came back in the house. What back. Whatever I needed from the stove was not that important for me to walk in that goddamn frozen ass shit. And look, my dog bowl. That motherfucker was froze. It looked like Ants was motherfucking ice skating on that bitch. I'm like, God damn. ain't no ass no out of ice skate. I'm just saying that. But that shit was crazy. It was that fucking cold. So the dog is pissed off trying to get outside because she going to feel like she going to miss her barking time with the kids going to school. She's fucking crazy.
You said you fucking up the church's money right now.
Man, she act like she getting paid to go and harass them kids. Her whole goal is to get up in the morning and bark at every kid walking by the gate.
That's how she warm her body up.
And she'll fuck at the Wawa with a bomber jacket on. I got her fucking jacket. She got a jacket with a hood on it. That's why she be like, fuck it, I got my jacket on. Let me get outside. Her whole goal is to bark at the kids going to school. I'm like, you gonna make people hate you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy. But, man, it's...
My dog likes to jump on people when they acknowledge him. But,
I
like,
if
you
see your big ass dog coming at me, I'm running.
No, like, you down when people walk past him and stuff like that, but when they give him the eye contact, that little, you know, that I'm looking at you, I want to play with you, look, he started.
I don't want to play with nobody, dog.
Real dog.
Them some unpredictable motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You fuck around and be like, oh, he don't bite. Be cool. And he just look at you and be like, nigga, I don't like you. I'm going to bite you.
You know what I mean? Somebody going to really have to do something to me for him to understand. Because he turned as hell. Really pissing me off how friendly he is.
My Chihuahua won't do shit unless I say get him. If I point to him and say get him, that's who she getting ready to get. You know, so, but I don't do that. That's just a defense mechanism in case somebody acting stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, you know, you never know when a dog just look at you and be like, I don't like him. Instead of like humans just be like, I don't like them, and don't say nothing after that. You tell your other friend, oh, I don't like him. But motherfucking dogs, they don't give a fuck. If they don't like you, they get ready to fuck you up.
Hey, they can sense
right
their
wrong.
Fear though. They can sense their
fear. They know who wants some bullshit though. That's
you
why.
Know what? You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was just gonna sit here and say, yeah, pets, they can peek, they can sense that, you know, shit from certain people.
Look, I used to have cats, and I had a little cat named Elise. I used to love cats like a mug when I was younger. I still love them. Because, hell, I ain't got a... Them niggas got their bathroom. They go to the bathroom. They ain't got to really just clean their bathroom. Shit. Motherfuckers just chill. You know, but I had a cat name, and I named her Elise. Remember they used to have the Elise tennis shoes? Unless y'all not old enough to remember
yeah.
those.
What's your name,
and that's when I was getting my Elise phase, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a poppy thing, and I was DJing, so I wanted to show her with a Elise shoe on, you know. And my cat Elise, I brought this girl over to the house one time, and Elise fucked her up. So she said, I was like, oh, that's Elise. And Elise, she, you know, the cats, when they get their back, and she sat down, I'm like, Elise, chill out, you know what I'm saying? He went and jumped on that girl and fucked her up. I'm going, oh, shit. She was like, I can't be in with that crazy-ass cat. The cat straight attacked like a dog. She was a fucked up motherfucker. But what I found out is at that time, you know, we was doing a few things, and she was coming over there basically... She was trying to get in good with me. so she could get what we had. So she was actually setting us up, and the cat saved all of that.
Well, maybe her damn cat was crazy itself.
Yeah, but then, you know, the cat.
I was about to tell you, too, about the little dogs. They different than the big dogs they mean, but it's like for a reason. Like,
mm-hmm.
them kids, they might have been throwing something at your dog, messing with us through the fence or something like that, because my sister used to have these little dogs. They were horrible. They used to run, chase people down the street, and run up on them like they was going to bite them and everything, anybody that walked past our house. But come to find out, they broke into our house before, or they was hanging together. They all hang together. And these were people that we were friends with. And they caught this bitch on the camera in a pawn shop pawning our shit. So,
oh, damn.
And at that moment, I was like, yeah, that's why the other dog always run up on you, because.
Yeah.
I love animals. I love all animals. Let me tell you now, I love animals, but when I'm getting ready to eat, please keep your animals away from me. Like, I know some people feed their animals, but when I'm around, please just keep them away. Just go lock them away. Everyone needs to do that.
You're a vegetarian.
No, I'm not a vegetarian. You know how you be around, some people feed their dogs, and then when you eat, they feel like they got to eat.
Right. Oh no, my dog eating kibble. Fuck all that. You know, sometimes I might have if I have a boneless chicken, I don't mess a little bit, I give it to her.
Oh yeah,
but,
that's cool.
That's about it.
My dog thinks he rich, for real. That's what happened when the dog inside the house for so long, because he won't eat the dog food because he smells like other stuff. So I have to mix shit into the food or else he won't eat it. And another thing he do, like, he don't run up on people when they eating and shit, because he know I'll whoop his ass. But what he do, he'll sit as close to me like as he can. And, like, he know when I'm getting full. You know what I'm saying? When I'm getting full, he'll just start staring at me. Or, like, he'll be waiting for me to drop some shit or something.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay. You know, when you a kid, you start getting that thing where, oh, damn, that smells good. Okay. Most animals, they can smell, like, dead food, or they capture their food. So why the fuck do these dogs know when you cook it? They be like, damn, that shit smell good like a motherfucker. That's pork chops, right?
They can be in a whole nother room with the door closed. And if you in the kitchen and you whipping up some stuff, they'll be right in that room with that door closed barking. Like, say, you gonna let me in on this?
Wait a minute.
Like,
see, that's what I'm saying. Animals is like cooked food. Unless that's just everybody's senses. Like, goddamn, that smells good. Is that something?
You know how people be feeding their dogs, like, raw meat, and it's, like, instinct and stuff like that? This boy will not eat no raw meat. He will look at you like you're crazy. Like, you got to cook that. And eventually, he was, like, a little pussy. He was like that. And because I was like, you know, they said, this bull is this, this bull is carnivorous, and man, this dog, he thinks he a cat or something. Or he thinks he's still a puppy, really.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, that's, I don't know. It's baffling to me just to know that dogs know if you cooking.
They do gotta know, so.
I know, but how they know
Does
it smell better than what you, I mean, it's probably better than any kind of kibbles and fucking shit that you're giving them, but, like, nigga, them niggas cooking chicken? They really cooking chicken? That type of shit? Are you for real? Are you for real? Think about that. Oh, nigga, they took his pork chop.
But check
oh, they took
it
wrong.
If they got dogs out there that can vet, if they can sniff out drugs and other stuff like lithium from a battery of a cell phone in the penitentiary.
Of course.
Then, but I'm saying, if you got dogs out there that can sniff that type of stuff out, then yeah.
They dogs just train. They train the dogs to sniff out that stuff. We don't train our dogs to sniff out the goddamn chicken that's cooking.
You don't have to, because it's right there in the house, and I'm telling you, they have a stronger nose than us. Like, your dog can smell you coming, like, when you, like, a mile or two away, like, even I can tell when Chris is close, because this dog start acting crazy. And
well,
he
feel
the
vibe. But look,
hey, with every little piece of chicken you throw him, he know whether it's lemon pepper or barbecue.
You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, this nigga, he know what chicken smell like. They cooking chicken. I don't know. They cooking chicken. Am I going to get some
man,
of that chicken?
Man, chicken and fish.
Go
you
get
have
some
to
of that
fight
chicken.
Him.
Motherfuckers know what you cooking. That shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all motherfuckers ain't supposed to know what the fuck I'm cooking. That shit is
they
wild.
They taste it on their lips. They taste it on their
yeah, them motherfuckers sitting up there like, No, I think what the dogs do, especially if you got the dog close to the kitchen, he be looking like, oh, she cooking. She cooking.
Straight up in your face. Like,
she cooking. That's what it is. It ain't about the smell. It's about they see you in the kitchen cooking.
Mm-hmm. And this one, he know what it mean when I say you can hell out
no.
He turn around and walk out.
It's the smell. You gotta think about it. A dog's nose is 100 times greater than a human nose. So you don't think they don't smell that food?
That's what
I ain't about smelling the food. How they know it's food?
Nigga, they know smells. Nigga, they know what food is. Shit.
So a woman in our room, if a woman in our room and she getting all glitz and glamour and she spraying her perfume, they going to be like, oh, that's just perfume.
They going to be like, I know she great to go out.
Tell her. Wrong ass.
But think about it. With the dog food, with dog food, half of the food that humans eat, period, is basically in dog food. Like fish, chicken, carrots, corn, shit like that. So, yeah.
But what they do is they fuck around and process that shit, so it ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you get that high-class dog food, that actually got some meat and some vegetables in it. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
this
for us folks,
I
got to go out and get some kibbles and bits or some gravy train or some shit like that. I get that close to you. You know what I'm saying? I get you a gravy train, post
yeah,
some water
you
on
get,
you got some gravy.
You get that kibbles and bits, and that dog will be right in your face talking about fuck that shit.
Yeah,
give me the dog food.
It makes him sick unless I mix it with like regular food. Then it look regular. But when I
yeah, because
he's dog food,
just get when he was a little kid, you always give
yeah,
him all
he
that shit.
Sick. Like he can't. I don't want to say that, but it don't look right when he go outside when he just eat the dog food.
You know what's crazy?
Like,
cause
I
was sick. I got this one dog food, and I give it to my dog, and it's like, it's some dark brown, it's some beige, it's some like red, and it's some green. I forgot what the name of that dog food is. Do you know when, at the end of the day, when I, no, Kibbles and Bits, she tear them motherfuckers up. It's another dog food. At the end of the day, when I go and take her in the house, all the green motherfuckers, she done threw all the green motherfuckers out the bowl and ate all the rest of them. So it's just green motherfucking food sitting around.
She's like, I'm not great eating peas. She's like, I'm not buying
I ain't eating no peas.
Nigga, that was me when I was a kid. Like, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, I'm not eating no vegetables.
Yeah, that's the way I was, too. Yeah, because,
I was the other day, and they was good as hell. I don't know why. When I get black eyed peas from my family, they was like the worst thing on the menu. Like, I can't think of one person. And I was like, damn, these actually taste good. I'm like, what are they doing wrong?
Well, I mean, people can do some stuff wrong because, you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't eat broccoli. If that broccoli hit my mouth, everything in my stomach was coming out. Right on the kitchen table.
They were using McCormick seasoning.
Oh, man, I couldn't eat broccoli. I don't give a damn what kind of seasoning, cheddar cheese. I couldn't eat broccoli when I was a kid. It just felt
my
hairy.
My mama, she acquired the taste of broccoli because she's smart as hell. She would make that broccoli casserole. So as we got older, it wasn't really no thing to eat broccoli. But people just don't be cooking that shit right. Like, you know, put some butter in there or something, saute it, something.
Mm-hmm. But see, the broccoli, I don't know. It was just regular, it was just broccoli on the plate. So I wasn't fucking with it. So, I couldn't eat that shit. I would, if I ate broccoli, I would throw up. So they got this thing, you know, everybody say, well, go to sleep on the table if you ain't gonna eat your broccoli. I used to be sleep at the table like a motherfucker because I could not eat that fucking broccoli. But now, I will fuck some broccoli up. I will fuck some broccoli up.
I used to get my carrots, and now I'm so happy. But I tell you what, though, that's a lie because they had me thinking spinach and all of that. But my eyes are fucked up. My prescription didn't change since I was a kid, and it gets better or worse depending on if I work on the computer or not. But it's been about the same my whole life.
They make your eyes better. Keep the doctors away. That's a whole lot of stuff that people say that, hell, they probably give you like a 0.0% that every time you eat a carrot, because I know when I was little, I used to fuck carrots up. Because I thought that, nigga, I was going to run like Bugs Bunny and look and see shit all over the place.
But the thing
they
is,
they told me it was going to make my eyes better, and I was, go ahead.
What'd you say, JoJo?
You got to remember, you know what, like when we eat vegetables, certain vegetables is for certain things, like iron. So that's why when I'm like, man, why my shit green?
I thought you was going to say some more, nigga. You just said iron. I thought you was going to say some more shit.
You said it, I think it.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on. Confetti, the owe me $50 soldier.
God damn, man. Can we bet on the game?
Hey, I will take that in one big 50, just the way I told Red Molly. On your next bill, you got to add $50 to your next bill. Hey. Wait a minute. Hold on, cuz. Let me just say this. How come it took you all this time to call in? It took Rev Ali a little while to get here, too. Y'all had to build up y'all goddamn confidence, y'all spirit.
You trying to say we tardy?
Hold on, big gangster. You used to be the first nigga on the show. When I turn around and look at who's in the host, in the queue, you'll be the first. You'll be there 6 minutes early.
I didn't know. Hey, man, listen. I didn't know King Scratch had a charter school. Okay.
I didn't know you were gonna be throwing slugs today, though.
You know, I mean, I want to do this cowboy conversation.
Oh,
you know, I mean, I
want to
do this football conversation.
Here come the excuses.
I understand. You know, we were talking about we on the radio show.
I
ain't know we
were
gonna be on the radio
yet.
Show talking about iron. But then, you know, what's up with the iron conversation?
I ain't said nothing yet.
Food count.
Good grief, man.
Anybody got COVID?
You just came on. I want to introduce you, somebody else, to the New West family, True West family. Buckethead. Her name is Julie. I don't like Buckethead because it sounds like a dude.
Hey, you the one that just called coffee Buckethead, man.
I don't know. You Buckethead. Well, I mean, it could be a catchy thing. Be like Buckethead. Be like, damn,
right.
What's up, homie? Oh, I'm good. And be like, damn, you good.
What do you expect when they hear that?
You
they
good?
Look for a nigga. Like, where Buckethead at?
Right.
Nigga, where you from, Buckethead? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, I'm from Louisiana.
So
be like, damn, I thought Buckethead was a dude.
Right.
Type of shit. That's
cool.
A good ass concept.
I can get it.
So we're having a health conversation.
That's confetti.
No, that is what my daddy called me. I really ain't asking what he called me. That's why I need to go up in there and ask him why he called me that. That's what I need to do.
So it really is Buckethead.
Maybe your
yeah, that's
might
one of
them. Like
well, that's one of my nicknames. I got a whole lot of them.
Like
Buckethead.
Oh, damn. Okay, Buckethead.
I like Juju better.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, they call me Juju. Juju B.
Yeah, I just put a miss on there. I'd be like, my name is Miss Juju.
Yeah, one auntie called me Judy. I don't know what the fuck she
called
me.
Where you from?
She called me Judy.
Where you from, Buckethead?
I'm from Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, Buckethead from Louisiana.
Buckethead, New York.
Oh, nice.
From Louisiana.
You from the boot, okay.
Yeah, well, Capetti is from Louisiana, too. He just...
I'm ready for rain.
Booted Dallas and lost his fucking mind. That's what happened.
Yeah,
that's what's
ready for rain. Yeah. Check it out. I keep saying a river from rain like I ain't moved to Houston when I was one. So it kind of to me is like, if I say I only grew up in rain, it's like, I get like I'm lying to myself. You know what I'm saying? So I was born in rain. My mom moved to Houston when I was one. I moved back by 11. So yeah, I've been in Texas most of my life. But I'm simply Louisiana.
You know what? I can relate to that because when I was born, I stayed in Dead End. And then we moved to Pasadena. And now I've been stuck on the southwest side of Houston forever. And I don't even like this side of town. But this is where the hell I'm at.
She's
very good. Well, Buckethead from Monroe, Louisiana. I'm just going to say where I'm from. No matter where I go, that's where I'm from. Hey, whether I like it or not, that's where I'm from.
If you grew up there, if you grew up in there all your life,
where you grew up,
you talking about
you
11 or 22?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Yeah, that's
where
I
like
half
grew up.
Half,
where you fucking
weekend.
From? Because I was born in Hollywood.
Oh.
When I was about 3 years old, I lived in Compton. Then I moved to South Central. So shit, I've been South Central to every shit. That's my fucking whole life.
You from Hollywood though. That's why
yeah,
you Hollywood.
Hell yeah, nigga, I popped my collar 13 times for it.
That's why I get all my nerves when people be like, oh, you a hood hopper and all this shit. It's like, nigga, everybody's a hood hopper. You can't pick where you stay till you're grown. It's not good.
That's right, right. That's what I'm saying.
So Betty about to get put in the car just for being crazy.
Man, I ain't, hey. I didn't ask to cross these
things. Miss Juju. Miss Juju Buckethead. See, now that's a whole name. The Juju Buckethead.
Okay, then.
When people get out of line, sometimes we throw their ass in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And Scratch be the first one we throw in the corner.
You can't throw me in the corner, nigga. If I want to throw myself in the corner, I'll do that.
We throw in the
cowboy
coat. So he wouldn't be down with us. We throw in the cowboy coat. So he wouldn't be down with us.
Yeah, see, the whole thing about confetti always trying to get put in the corner.
Damn.
JoJo used to be the one in the corner all the time. Because JoJo, he'll fuck around and be outside, dogs barking, sirens going, all kind of shit. Action going on. That nigga just in the mix with all that bullshit. Be like, get in the corner.
You might get a couple of gunshots and shit. You be like, damn, what the fuck going on over there? All right.
This nigga there, it's a good one going on. This nigga outside on True West Radio with his phone up in the air. Get in the corner, JoJo. I think that was, that was 2 years ago. Your ass was in the corner all the time.
Confetti.
So what's
up, in the corner more hours on the show.
See, that's what I'm saying about y'all bad kids. Hey, Confetti, Red was trying to say something to you. Just get ready to party.
Hey, Confetti. OG Confetti. Hey, man, tell Scratch the Cowboys didn't lose. They was just placing themselves in the playoff yesterday.
That's Hollywood. 49ers can't say that, right? Can the 49ers say that?
No. So, where the 49ers won, is they still in it? Or no, they ain't in it because Pittsburgh, I think, if Pittsburgh win, they out, right?
No, 49ers is there, man. We won yesterday. Man, get the fuck out of here.
But somebody else
man.
Suicide
when the
Cowboys
lose. Man, motherfucker, hey, that motherfucker on a wild card hope.
Get the fuck
out.
It don't matter because y'all going out as soon as the ball snaps, so don't worry.
Hey, that motherfucker on a wild card. You know you're too hyped
about a thing. Don't you worry.
Hey, man.
Hey, about a thing.
So worried about us, and you ain't going to be there.
I ain't worried about y'all. What the fuck? Both of y'all owe me $50. I don't give a shit.
How you make it owe you $50?
You took the same bet that motherfucking Rev Ali took.
I didn't take no bet. What bet that was?
Yes, you did. You said you he said the Cowboys gonna play the motherfucking Cardinals. I got 50 on it, and you said I got 50 on it too.
When that was, big old listen radio show.
That was a couple of months ago. Go back and listen to the goddamn. Go and listen to the replay. I'll find the replay
man.
For you.
Hey, let me see. I remember all my bitch.
You better hold the replay when after hours because you ain't going to never hear that.
It wasn't after hours. We did it on the show, bro. Watch, I'm going to go back and find that. I'm going to get it. I need mine.
Nobody
Rev
know
he
owe
me that
bitch. You know, I'm not going to lie. I do remember that because Rev initiated it. Look,
I think he said, yeah, I'll take that bet.
I just don't remember. So, fan the show, man. Just fan. I'll pay it. If I spend it, I'm
a Cowboy fan to the death. But y'all did bet him for that, though. Y'all did do that.
I just don't remember, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because JoJo was like, I ain't betting no money.
Yeah, that nigga said, I ain't betting nothing. Remember that? That was that same day. He said, I said, you want to bet too, JoJo? That mean I would have been forking out $150.
You know, I'm just saying, the Cardinals.
Hey,
I know
hey,
my
Confetti, I forgot. I know my team. I forgot I bet him too, right? But he called and reminded me, and then I called today. He got in on me, right? But if we had a one Confetti, I forgot I bet him, so I wouldn't even call him to ask him to pay me.
All of y'all would have been calling him. Like, nigga, y'all owe me $50. Y'all don't remember like
I forgot.
I just don't hey, was that a Friday bet? Because it was Friday. That wasn't even on the radio show.
It was after Thanksgiving. Because you was talking about how the Raiders beat us, and I told you we wasn't going to lose no more.
That's right.
Right, and you said bet 50 that the Cardinals ain't going to beat the Cowboys. And I'm like, they playing in their stadium. I'm like, fuck it, let's bet. And then Capetti come in with the, yeah, I got something on that too. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I said that with him, man. You got to play that back.
And then
you gotta,
like,
Jordan, that's it.
What about
you,
you
gotta play
Joe?
That.
And then I said, what's up, Joe?
Like,
you were like, no, I won't.
And I was
I
like, hey, I ain't
that.
Betting shit. I
yeah.
know my boundaries.
Okay, yeah. You can play it back for me.
You said
you
it.
You got me. If I said it, I said it.
You said it.
Play it.
Hey,
I
look, I got two witnesses on the line that said it. You said
No. Cause I don't play it back, buddy. Play it back. All you got to do is play it through the radio
now,
show.
Wait a minute. Wait. So I'm going to go through, I'm
come
gonna
on,
go through all these motherfucking episodes.
You just told me. You have that.
I don't
shit.
Remember, bro.
Where Riley, you remember that?
Where
yeah,
Riley,
I remember.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Where Riley, think carefully before you answer that. Because you just reminded him a few minutes ago what it was.
He said, be careful
yeah.
before you answer that.
Yeah,
hey,
now, I remember Confetti, you always got my back, Confetti, you know what I mean? I don't remember, you know, I don't
yeah.
remember all what was happening. I was walking some dogs, but you always got my back. So, I mean, if JoJo said it went down, it went down.
Y'all did, bro. I'm telling you, I ain't got to lie to you. But
y'all
now y'all want me to go back.
Like, you want
to
and I was
like, telling y'all, JoJo rejected that. He was like, I ain't spending no money.
Yeah, JoJo said, nah, I'm cool. But when when Rev Ali say, man, $50 off the track, if, you know what I'm saying, if the Cowboys win, I said, okay, bet. And you said, I take that too or something like that. And I said, JoJo, you win with him? He said,
He said $50 off the track?
Well, it's off the track, but,
said,
I mean, if you would have won, it's $50 off the track, so the next track, you got to pay $50 extra.
Okay. Well, I mean,
or give me $50, or it's going to be fucked up. You'd be like, I ain't getting no more tracks from scratch because I'm going to owe them $50 extra.
No, that ain't they deal enough. A bet is a bet. Come on now, man. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to go do the investigation. Then. And you don't want to go do it.
You're
going to
y'all y'all missed the best thing. When the show first started off, he said, what up, CC? Because me and you, the Cowboys, they call in tonight.
I know Rev Ali called about 5 times and hug up. Like, nah, I ain't gonna really call. All right, fuck it, I'm gonna call. Nah, I'm gonna call. Fuck it, I'm gonna call. Y'all knew what I was gonna say, but see, I don't be tormenting y'all the way y'all trying to torment me.
Nah, man, you know me, what it is. We're stealing
yeah,
this thing on top, standing tall.
$50
up, $50 up, $50 down.
Hey, look, we got about 35 seconds left. Everybody, stay on the line. Don't hang up. U.S. Radio, man. We're gonna be back Wednesday with the home girl, Juju. That's what we gonna call him, Miss Juju. Or if you wanna be called Buckethead, we'll call her Buckethead. We got a roll.
Buckethead artist.
Anyway, True West Radio, and we up out this bitch. Don't hang up, y'all. We on this after hours. After hours is in effect.
$50 up, $50 down. We still in this thing, man.
Oh, man.
That's so funny. You don't want to say you don't call me Buckethead.
Oh man! You know what?
So we missed the Buckethead presentation. She's for you, R&B artist.
Yeah,
so
he gonna play the music
and I rap as well.
Yeah, see, I don't know what song that he's going to play, because it took me 6 months to just find someone to get my studio hooked up down here. So a couple of songs I sent him, they aren't mixed and mastered, but one is. But you can look, I got two songs out now because I did a feature with my cousin not too long ago. It's on YouTube and iHeartRadio and stuff. It's called Stepper, but it's going to be under my real name, Julia Sherman. I'm a feature on that one. Yeah, I seen.
So you say to get down there, would you just move to Monroe?
No, I'm from Monroe. I stay down here.
No, I thought you said to get your studio down there.
No, it took me 6 months just to find someone to hook it up, like someone to try to even, hook it up for me to even record anything on it. I do my own recording and editing and everything. I don't work with nobody.
Oh, I'm saying you said it like you moved from somewhere. That's why I was saying that.
The people that I knew, they act like they know how to do it. But when I got the stuff, they just kind of backed away.
But so what's not hooked up now?
Yeah, it's hooked up now. Oh yeah, it's hooked up now, and I'm recording.
I was about to tell you, too. You could get on the little video chat. I told you, tell you how to hook it up.
Yeah, I actually did it. I actually talked to the guys that made the software and zoomed them, and they helped me do it. So that was a good thing.
What the fuck is going on back there?
How long you been out there?
Oh, I'm sorry. The football game is on behind me. I haven't even looked around.
I'm from y'all.
I said, how long you been recording? Like, how long you been an artist? No, I said, how long you been an artist?
I've been an artist all my life. But I've just recently got my studio set up here within the last year or so. And I finally got it set up where I can record in my own house and just do what I do. Well, I'm also a hospice worker, too, so I work in hospice. I work 17 hours a day, so.
There's nothing wrong with that, but we own this artistry, music.
Okay. Yeah.
That it blows, that's what I'm saying. How long you been doing your thing?
Don't harass the truth. You know she's true now. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get put in the headlock. I'm just saying.
No, we got all type of artists come through here. Hey. You do a lot of things in life.
She's just not an artist. She a member of True West.
Okay.
Hey,
famous stuff.
Hey,
$50
up. Hey,
I'm
come with her like
win.
She can put on.
Hey, look. Hey,
like
hey, Jojo.
Hey,
True West.
See, hey, check out. Me and Rabbi Ali didn't have a chance to do our interrogation. Y'all skip past us.
I don't know where y'all been at, but I've been here for the past week or two. Probably longer than that.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Foxy got her pass. You want to be here, too. But look, wait a minute. Hey, Jojo, check this out.
Yeah.
I told Juju she got to get bucket heads. I told her she got to get her True West tattoo. She said, what?
For what?
Is it really? Hey, is it really a True West tattoo, or
are
you just saying it?
No, Jojo got the first True West tattoo.
Okay.
No, you gotta get a True West brand.
Okay.
Yeah, he got it. I told her, I said, hey, now since you're a member of True West, you gotta get those tattoo.
You gotta get that brand.
You gotta show your loyalty. You gotta show your loyalty.
I might need to see what that look like.
I want it to be right here on my ankle so nobody can see it.
Just in case I leave, I want that to be on my ankle. Now, you know what? I ain't even got my True West tattoo, but I'm getting it put on my back.
You gotta get
true on my back. Just because
I'm like,
you gotta get that.
Look like.
Huh?
You gotta get that co-hanger, that co-hanger brand.
Well, what
you want me to send you a logo of it?
No, is it your Instagram logo?
I mean, you will see something. Yeah, I think it is my Instagram logo. You saw it say True West Entertainment?
That's a lot of shade.
No, I'm just talking about the. I'm talking about the TW with the crown and the little feathers around it.
Oh, no, she said that's a lot of shading. She know what she talking about. You
oh,
see
no,
what
no, you, it's gonna, I'm not getting all that shading on that shit. I'm about to just get it.
Well,
all
right. Man,
we going to see the car. We
already
color.
Shaded.
Man, you see the car hanging over the stove.
Fuck that shade. You better put that motherfucker on and let me walk, because I'm not going to sit up there and be sitting up there, boy. See, now, if the motherfuckers can make me pass out and they do it while I'm asleep and I'm not really feeling it, that's something different. And I just wake
but
up like,
I know what to do. Order
but if you
want to
be unique.
Offline, order, it's like I forgot what the name of it is. You order online, it's like $40, and it numb the whole little area.
I hear you.
You can't get no fake tattoo now.
No, he's just saying
numb
the area.
It's just the numbing stuff. It just numb your arm or whatever the area you're going to get in. But fuck all that. Just get the tattoo done. Nigga, it don't hurt.
Shit.
Man, you
want to
be unique, we'll do the co-hanger brand.
I got keys.
Keep the co-hanger
brand.
Yeah,
I
lost the
bet. If you worried about pain, just don't get it on your back. Because that shit hurts on anything on your back.
Hey,
especially
just get the brand. We're going to get the co-hanger. We're going to get the co-hanger and brand it.
See, I want to get on my back. I want to get it on my back because that means I'm going to get buffed so I can walk around with my shirt off.
Mm. Oh, so basically, you get a back tattoo, you go get in shape. That what you saying?
That's what's going to happen. Hey, like I'm super out of shape. I still play ball and everything. You know, I just got that beer stomach. But you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I want a reason to take my shirt off. If I did a video in a hot tub today, nigga, I'm going to have
on
a T-shirt.
You get on your stomach.
You gonna do a what? You gonna have a T-shirt on?
I said I have to do the hot tub video in a T-shirt, nigga.
Man, you got to do
it. I wouldn't give a fuck how my body looks. If I'm going to take my shirt off and my nipples
in the
your stomach bigger than mine. I ain't give out a
real style. What are you talking about, Scratch?
Huh?
I said big niggas in style. Girls like big niggas. What you talking about?
But I ain't no big nigga. I'm a big stomach nigga.
They like
hey, that's
too.
Belly. Got some big bellies, yes.
Hey. Belly boys. We gonna call ourselves the belly boys. Belly boys in the house.
Hey, let me baby oil your stomach. And let me spin you around like spin the bottle.
Belly boy. Hey, you know how many people we get in that video? Belly boy.
They gonna throw me out the video.
Hey, look, how you gonna see a woman sitting up there looking, going, now that nigga got a sexy belly.
Grease dripping all off your stomach and shit. Mustard in the crack of your lip.
Niggas try to rub some baby oil on that motherfucker. We the belly boy.
Time out.
Did you just sit here saying a group of niggas and then put baby oil on themselves? That don't look
right.
Oh, they right.
Stop. Nigga, the belly boys, nigga.
I don't give a fuck what this is. That ain't gonna look like a gang of niggas in a video with baby oil.
Y'all ain't gotta be all together. Y'all ain't gotta be all together. Y'all gotta do it in the
business. I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah.
Sit there rubbing yourself
with
baby oil.
You gotta reconsider the concept.
I gotta turn the track up. Watch this. We the belly boys.
You're not listening.
We the belly
it
boy.
Ain't listening. It ain't got nothing to do with the song.
My belly got jelly.
I'm getting that. You talking about a bunch of men, fat men, as that in a video with baby oil. Come on now.
I'm making a joke.
It's probably gonna go viral too, though. But you know,
yeah, you know, it's it go viral because the gay community gonna be watching that shit over and over, like, ooh, look at that bitch. Yeah.
Hey, look. you know what's crazy?
Hey, you talking about you gonna get Lil Nas X stamp of approval?
Yeah, you walking down the street.
The whole thing about it is to be. Nigga be mad because the men is watching
you.
Hey, the men is watching the damn video. We like the men watching the video. You think you making it for the ladies who like stomach? The men be like, ooh, he hot.
Yeah, Lil Nas, they gonna repost. Lil Nas, they gonna repost the video.
Hey, they gonna be like, look at this. I knew they was in the closet. Oh, hell no.
Oh, man. I forgot to bring that topic up, y'all. I had a topic tonight. Y'all remember
what?
How I told y'all that sometimes I think that guy, he be doing all of that for social media attention, Nas X with the outfits and stuff, because he don't really look feminine to me. He really don't look feminine at all. And so I saw online that he said that he wanted to date a girl.
Oh, Nas X?
Yeah, he looking for a girl.
Yeah, he said that. He said that a few months ago. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, check this out. Okay. If I was gay, that means I never went with a girl. I always went with boys. And he's so fucking young. What boys would he fucking with?
These motherfuckers is just freaky these days. I don't think nobody really gay like that.
That nigga young. He's young. So, okay, so how the hell are you? You never been with a girl before? I don't know. I'm not gay.
He lying.
By no means.
He lying.
But damn, you mean to tell me not a gay man has been with a woman?
But he don't look feminine. Like, okay, you know my brother, sister, brother, Carmen. Y'all know Carmen. Carmen looks feminine. You know what I'm saying? And even sounds feminine. This motherfucker don't sound feminine to me. He don't have no feminine traits, really. Like, I got gay cousins and shit like that. And, you know, stepbrothers and all of that. Like, I know gay people and I kept telling y'all the whole time, I think that they just putting the dresses and stuff on him for a reaction because he don't look feminine like my brother now.
If you look at that Dorito commercial, he don't look gay in that commercial.
He don't in none of this stuff. He don't look feminine. Well, I'm going to say he don't look gay. Because
if you
don't
looking
really
like
look
I'm about
gay,
to go over
you
there
know
and suck the shit out of that horse's dick, anybody been thinking. You know?
Wait a minute.
Hey, real trans man had me fooled too, goddammit.
Look.
That rap trans man. I'm talking about what's his name? Who doing the song? who you talking about? That rap trans man. What's the. hey, what's the. The song we were talking about, everybody singing now.
That's the song we were singing up.
Come and talk to me. Can you talk? What's the name?
Kevin Campbell.
Yeah, me fool.
Wait a minute. What was BP singing? That motherfucker passionate? He was back there.
He might be in the closet.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was my song too.
Hey, VP
that was my
got,
song
got
too,
some
nigga.
Vocals though. VP got some vocals. Shit.
Yep. He do, but he was feeling some kind of way that night. What was that New Year's Eve?
Boy, y'all crazy.
I'm laughing, but I hear the weeds, y'all.
I think that was a Wednesday. I think that was that Wednesday.
I was laughing too, but I was like, oh, this nigga can sing.
And he was going, can we come?
That nigga was a wedding singer or something. On the side.
Wait, what I tell a nigga, you need to change your shirt?
Man, you crazy.
I mean, if you see it like that, you got to change your shirt. You got to put your motherfucking your motherfucking butt down on, nigga, when you see it like that. Oh, my God.
Then,
y'all killing.
Then we find out he like R. Kelly.
No, y'all quit. Y'all need to quit.
Cut that out, man. It's recorded.
Y'all need to quit.
It's recorded.
Y'all need to quit.
I think they still recording.
But wait a minute, though.
Oh, my God.
Where's your brother at tonight? He ain't want that conversation either.
Who? Mr. Edwards.
Ham Love ain't calling him.
Oh, Ham Love, he ain't making no bets. I ain't worried about him. The two motherfuckers I need on the line was the niggas that made the bet, and they on the line, so I'm good with that.
And they win. He called in first, though.
Oh, these motherfuckers would have been sitting in the house. I would have canceled the show if the Cowboys would have won. I wouldn't even came on the show. I would have
been
like, I talked to him Wednesday.
That they would have called in. Like, nigga, I got this new snack, nigga, for 2022. Then they were like, oh, shit, yeah, for real.
Man, yo. Boy, y'all so funny, man. Oh, shit.
That's why XM need to stop fucking around and stop playing and get us on here. They can see what we're really about.
As a matter of fact, too, Doo-Doo, Buckethead,
yeah.
I need...
My bad, y'all.
I need a drop. I need a drop for True West Radio.
You know what?
You got a studio. That means you can do that real quick. How do you take?
Real quick.
Wow.
I can do that real quick.
Yeah.
No,
True West Radio. You know what I'm saying? Pop your collar a couple of times. Make sure with you. Cause we about to change up. And then when we go to XM, it's really good. I know we going to XM. Cause they want audio. I'm gonna send a video and audio. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna fuck their ass up. And that's all they gotta do. They approve it. We going to XM. Hey, listen,
so
to
the
every
reason
night.
Why it'd be hard for me to do anything visual is because the camera on my computer really sucks. And I can't do camera and phone at the same time unless it's something like duo or something like that.
You don't have to rush to do it. It ain't a big rush. It's just I'm just tired of playing these same fucking commercials and drops every fucking week. Hell, it's true. So I'm ready to try to change it up a little bit. I want some more drops. I want some more commercials. I want some more, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. If you want to promote yourself, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Make your drops and let everybody know where you're going to be. I just need something new. I'm tired of hearing the same shit every day. True ways to the same. The one-stop shop for everything is the same. Spat it up. I'm tired of that.
Spread it up.
We just need some more stuff on here. Y'all gotta help me out of here.
So you want me to just take a beat off the radio or something?
What, you want me to send you a beat or something?
Okay,
you don't necessarily have to have no beat.
Oh,
Hey, you necessarily don't have to have no beat now if you want to be behind it. That's on you. I send you one.
Yeah, send me like a short one because it's not going to sound right. Everybody else got a beat behind it.
Everybody, I mean, we don't all have a beat because I know I put a beat behind when my son said Mad Monday, but he got West Coast Wednesday and he got Friday, and it ain't nothing behind it. It's just him saying it. But now, if you want a gangster like that, I'll send you a beat to put behind it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, make it interesting. Well, goddamn it, I will do so.
Hey, so have you? So, Scratch, you making any of them gangster beats like I've been asked?
Man, I don't know why I made these couple of beats and all the gangsters was in front of the house shooting each other up. But I was like, damn, I cut the music off and the gun shop stopped. The gun shop stopped.
Oh, damn. hey, that way the music never gets sold, right?
I had to turn the music down and put some headphones on so them niggas wouldn't hear. So I just wanted to sit out there and drink. But so I took the headphones on and turned the goddamn music back up, they start fighting again.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just talking shit.
They need shoes over here.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what a good joke is? Is when you bait a motherfucker in and they be like, for real?
First of all,
hey,
it went from shooting to fighting.
Wait a minute.
First you said they were shooting to the beat. Now they outside fighting to the beat. Which one is it?
That's why I'm like, are you for real?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the old mix-up. That's how you do things. Look,
mm-hmm.
When we was a kid, it'd be about six of us walking, right? And me and my cousin used to be like, hey, in a few minutes, we just going to start running. And he said, all right. And the motherfucker, you ready? Go. And we just start running and make everybody else run.
You damn right. You know they got videos like that still out right now, and that's a prank that they do. But, of course,
like
especially
this.
When they do it in the black people neighborhood, the black people running with you. Shit. You
like,
know
oh,
what?
Shit. We just got to oh, shit, and start running. And I tell you, nigga, we got to go. Then you see the family in the group. Run past your way like, they're like, damn.
They was looking back to see what was happening in the white neighborhood, in the black neighborhood.
Motherfuckers don't even
want to
see what happened. You just say, oh, shit, and start running. Niggas getting ready to break. They ain't getting ready to be like, what?
I'm hopping be something and clutching. So whatever come around that corner, going to get it.
Right.
Fuck that. I'm too old to be running now. Fuck that.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. I mean, I still play basketball. I can run. I just don't know how long, how much power I got to make it happen. If somebody shooting, I'm going to make it happen. I have to fall and break my fucking leg. Nigga, I'm running.
Hey, my dad told me one thing. Once you start running, you got to keep running.
Mm-hmm.
You so do.
Well, go ahead and look back and see where the shots is coming from, nigga.
I just want to talk. You got to be forced.
My daddy told me, don't look back.
Nope.
He said your dad told you what?
Don't look back.
Don't look back. They look back. You just know somebody shooting. You got to get to your motherfucking damn place to be safe.
The point about it is, if you really think about this, if you want to go outside and run, right? Just say you go outside and just run. If you run at a full speed, not looking back, you're going to stay at that same pace. But if you run and as soon as you do that look back, you start to
get
up that speed again.
Yep. I agree 1,000% because I'm telling you.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. Don't run straight. Don't run straight. Run zigzag.
Therefore,
they can't hit a moving target.
Hey, wait a minute. That's just South Central rules, bro.
Alright, what's they got a chop?
Well, that shit funny as hell. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Nigga, that's some funny ass shit. I ain't never heard
of that. If you stop and look back, that's taking your momentum away. That's taking your momentum away from niggas busting.
Look at that. I need some bullets.
Oh, yeah, man. We was
outside posting, you know. And I just got there. All I heard was, everybody running. I start running. Like, shit, fuck that. Next time I know they like, nigga, you know you got ketchup on your shirt. I'm like, ketchup, nigga, that's a brand new shirt. Oh, shit, nigga, got hit in the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got hit in the shoulder?
I got hit in the shoulder. I go to the hood doctor, and she takes the bullet out of my shoulder in the living room with a little bit of tequila and alcohol.
Nigga,
you must got hit with a small bullet. It didn't go all the way through.
No, it got stuck in my bone.
Oh,
nigga, I was in high school and I was walking home. You know what I'm saying? In a predominantly blood motherfucking school, and they knew I was a Crip, so I was walking, and when I was in the 10th grade, we used to put our radios in the bag and take our radios to school. We had the boombox in the bag, you know what I'm saying? I used to make all the mixtapes and shit, and I had my boombox in the bag. And I was on the way back, and I walked through the student parking lot, and then the motherfucker thought I was a swan. He thought I was a blood. Who the fuck they were. The motherfucker started shooting at me. Bam, 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 bam. And I'm zigzagging through the motherfucking parking lot by cars. And one of the motherfucking bullets hit me right in the hand. So I'm running. I don't even know. I got my boom boxes here. I'm running. Bam, it's a white Cortez. And they were like, you bleed. I'm like, I'm bleed. Nigga, my whole quartet, my right side was just white, nigga, red. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm... Nigga, you was the first time you get shot, nigga, you feel like you died. I'm seeing all this blood, nigga. I'm going, oh, my God. All over my fit and shit and my damn shoes. I still got them shoes to this day, too.
It had to be the Avalanche that did it. Because, you know, they right there, too.
I don't know who was right there. They was right there. And the Swans was on the other side. I think they were shooting at the Swans. Because they know the Swans don't go out there by that gate, by the student parking lot at Fremont. I think I was just in a mix-up. But they said who did. I forgot who that was. It was some other motherfucker that had some beef with the Swan. And I think it probably was the Avalanche. But that motherfucker hit me in the hand. I didn't even know, nigga. My adrenaline. I got my radio. I'm like, man, fuck everything. I need to hold my radio. Nigga, all my tapes and shit is in that motherfucking bag.
That's like my bread in the bag. This is a jack move. It ain't going down, huh?
Mm-mm. I ain't even care. But anyway.
Well, that's a nigga for you. Nigga have his radio. He ain't dropping that. They're like, fuck, I ain't
mm-hmm.
dropping my bread, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, y'all niggas,
mm-hmm.
y'all niggas not about to get no glory until y'all jack me, nigga.
Yeah, because, you know, that's when I was in high school. But the thing that really, I made a song called Bring the Broom. When the Lakers won a championship one day, and that same fucking radio, I made like probably about 500 CDs. And I went to the Laker parade. I wasn't even down there like 10 minutes and sold all of them. all of them. And what I did was I put the song on the boombox, and I start playing it real loud, and everybody wanted. They were like, "What's that?" "Oh, this song I made." "Oh, how much?" $5. Bam. "How much?" $5. Bam. "Let me get two or three." I had the fucking covers and everything on there. Mm-hmm. I sold out of them motherfuckers.
You know what? I used to record songs that I like off the radio and put them on to tapes too. And I had got so cold that if I run to the end of a tape, I could flip it over real quick and still catch the song. And my daddy saw me doing it one day. He was like, "Girl, people used to make a lot of money doing that." And I was like, mm-hmm. I thought he was tripping.
Bootleg man was winning.
We used to call that, back when I was a kid, we called it pause button tape. We'd fuck around mm-hmm. and pause button some shit. Let some shit play, pause it. Let some shit play, pause it. You know, so, you know, I mean, most of when it comes down to anybody who's in a family of music, it's always going to squirt out. But then you got some natural people who family wasn't in music, and they just got a knack for, you know, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, considering the fact that my father, he was a jazz musician, my mother played piano, so I could play all of that, jazz and pianos. But I went to rap music. I ain't gonna call it hip-hop because it was rap before hip-hop. You know, and, you know, all the places that I've been as far as and dealing with the people that I dealt with, you know, this is what it is. So we could all get to the damn, we could get to that high point, but the whole thing about a lot of us, we can't stick together to even get that high point. You remember I said I had 20 people in the True West, and now it's only two, now three. Bringing Bucket in. Everybody else got shot to the curb. It's only me and JoJo now. Bucket in. She just trying to get
I'm
in
not here,
right
man.
Now.
Brother Ali ain't left.
Oh, you in the True. You got the True. You just got it. You got to come and take the oath.
I was listening to y'all gunshot stories, man. Shit. You know, I had a gunshot story too, man. Me and my partner was running down Rodeo Road, you know, over there by the jungle. We don't live in the jungle, but we live down.
Oh, yeah.
We
I
live
know
down
where
road.
The jungle is.
Yeah, well, so we running down Rodeo Road. I know they call it Rodeo. We always call it Rodeo Road. So we running past the Village Green. You remember the Village Green? It was like an old folks community over there, right on La Brea and Rodeo Road.
I know
he's out, bro. Man, we running, so we trying to get on that side. The Bloods is shooting at the, you know, the Juggle Stones. They think we Crips. They pop, 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 pop.
Like Stone.
Yeah. So we running. And, you know, we were scared because they were shooting. So me and my homeboy, we ran. We bump into each other, right? We jumping over bushes, falling on each other and stuff. So by the time we get away on the other side of the Village Green, on Coliseum side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we over there. And he's like, "Ali, I think you got shot. You got rid of." I said, nigga, I ain't shot. Nigga, I see the blood, right? But it ain't. So I'm looking, and it ain't me hit. It's him. So since we bumped into each other, both of us had blood on our shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it ended up being him that was shot. I said, nigga, I ain't
oh,
shot.
Wow.
Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, ain't no hole in me. Nigga, I got naked because I was scared. Nigga, I took them clothes off, nigga, because I didn't want to die. You know, when you get shot, like you said, nigga, you scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, I'm not shot. Nigga, you nothing hit me, nigga. I said, nigga, it's on you. So he found that he got shot in the stomach.
Oh,
so I
wow.
told him to sit right here. I told him to sit right there and put some pressure on it. I told him don't walk and don't run no more. Just stay put. So I ran down the street, you know, to get his mama and him, and he came back in the car and took him down to the hospital.
He lived?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he
that's good.
Yeah, man.
That's
but that's
good.
That was a nervous day. I said after that day, I wasn't hanging around no more niggas that thought they was Crips over, you know, them fake Crip niggas and shit with the bomber jackets, thinking they the New York jackets, thinking they Crips and shit. I said, nigga,
bro,
if you ain't a real one, nigga, I can't deal with you.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I can't do it. You know, I can't stop my route. Sometimes I fall off and I fall back in. Not being active as a gang member or anything like that, right? But
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you fall off the edge. Sometimes you just fall the fuck off the edge. It be so much shit. That's one of the only resolutions I had this year, is not having things bottled up, because it's a time bomb. When you sit up there and you got all the shit bottled up, and then when it decides to blow, that shit is all bad. And that's for anybody. So that's the only resolution. Shit, I smoke cigarettes. I didn't make no resolution and say I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes, because I'm going to stop when I stop, or when the motherfucker say you better stop smoking cigarettes or you're going to die. So point being is that we got a chance. We all got the same kind of dreams. If it's not just us, you know, it's people that we dealing with. You know, we just got to stick together. I guarantee you, if we all stick together, we'll be rich before the end of this year. I don't want all of the pie. I just want my slices. That's all I'm talking about.
I like the crust part. When you had a middle.
Hey! She done came in this mug. She feel at home already. That's good.
My bad.
Good. Feel at home. Get worked into the system. You know what I mean? Girl, be sitting up there trying to, you know what I'm saying, hold out. You get worked in. Work yourself into the system.
She did. She said it's 8:36. Nigga, she's got something to say.
Hey, it's 10:38 here.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's like 2 hours back.
Hey, Scratch.
Huh?
You know, I'm the only boy where I got all sisters, 7 of them.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. You got 7 sisters?
All, but one of them passed away, but 6, yeah, but I was born with 7. I got 7 sisters, man.
And where do you fall in the 7?
In the middle. Man, I've had a time with all of them. Man, I love me some women, man. Boy, I be, look, a lot of times I bite my tongue. When I was in relationships, my sisters taught me a lot. When I was in relationships, a lot of times, even when I thought I was right, talking shit to the girl, I said, you know what, Ali, shut your motherfucking mouth, nigga. That could be somebody's sister.
Right.
Oh, Lord, no. If I'd have had 7 sisters, at least 3 or 4 of them probably be dead. I'd be like, good God Almighty. Okay, I can't get in the bathroom. I got to shit in the bathroom while they putting makeup on. They don't care that it's stinking.
They can squabble. My sisters will squabble. They gotta say anything wrong, nigga. My sister socked me in my chest. They the ones taught me how to fight. One of my sisters was a tomboy. She beat up a nigga quick back in 1976.
I'm about to say 7 sisters. Man, either you had to squabble or they had to squabble. I got
them girls hit hard.
When I grew up, it was me and my 3 sisters.
I swear, when I go to bed tonight, I'm gonna pray. Thank you, God, for not letting me have 6 sisters or 7 sisters.
With my mom, I had 3 sisters.
Yeah, Oh, no.
Me and three sisters. I mean, I had to stand up and fight. I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I had no brothers when I was growing up. Not being in, like, Houston. Nah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my big brother, I meet him, so I was, like, my stepbrother, so I was, like, 18. But, nah, nigga, I had to get it.
You know what? I think I'm lying. I'm going to say I'm lying like a motherfucker. If we were seven sisters, it would have been what it'd been. Because it's almost like when you got some of the homies or something and they watching those slave movies. Oh, nigga, if I'd have been back there, fuck that, I'd have fucked their ass up.
No, man. I probably would have been dead.
You had to know what the times was going to be.
Man, seven sisters, man, please, man. You going to be out there squabbling.
I can't
all
say
seven?
What the hell that would happen with seven sisters. Just the way I can't say that, oh, no, them niggas would whip my ass like that if I was in a slave day.
Man,
like, your ass would be dead fast, or you will be a motherfucking milestone in a hole. If you go back in time, compared to you blind, even if you went back in time, you know you could have helped them slaves do something different because you know shit from the future. So that's the same fucking thing. I don't know what the fuck it'll be to have seven sisters. Now, if I was the first motherfucker. Wait, hold on, cuz. If I was the first motherfucker born, if I was a boy and then seven sisters came after me, oh, it'll be a whole different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, they used to make me fight, though. My sister said, what boy one of you that you fucking with my brother? Ali, bring your ass outside. And all my sisters come out when she... Look, all my sisters come outside when she called me. She didn't call them. She called, Ali, bring your... Here come all the other six of them. And they sitting there.
Yeah,
you better whoop his ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, you better whoop his ass, too, or we going to laugh at your ass. So I had to go ahead and get it in.
Okay, so if you was born first and you had seven sisters after that, how would it have been? It would have been different, right?
Well, yeah, I would have had to protect them more so, but I thought I was tough enough to protect the older ones. Then, nigga, I couldn't do nothing, but I would try. I'd pick up a house shoe or anything to help them beat up their boyfriend.
Yeah, I was the second. I was the second to the oldest. Two young guys.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
How many I got? I got, I'm talking about with my mother, I got, it's me and my three sisters. I'm second to the oldest.
I'm so glad that.
But I mean, other than that, I mean, if you talking about.
I was gone
about,
when my sisters was like, you know what I'm saying? I still came and put some gangster in them, but you know what I'm saying? I couldn't live in the house with this. I could, because I wouldn't have no choice. But you know what I'm saying? Just sisters like a motherfucker. Oh, this is conflict. I mean, I guess I'm saying that because I'm old now. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm saying that because I'm old. You know, but hell, it probably would have been a whole different, I would have went a whole different way or something like that. But I just couldn't see me being a young kid with seven sisters in my house.
Yeah, it's a cold game, man.
Oh,
but you know what?
God.
That my sisters taught me how to cook, clean, fold clothes, iron, vacuum, wipe tables off. So when I got to a relationship, the girl, she was so mad at me because I was so clean that she ended up leaving and shit. She was jealous of me and shit, man, because I was cleaner than she was.
And that's what it is.
I'd have been like, that's cool, bye.
It's the same
what
thing
I did.
With
brother. I thought I could earn my own shit.
Hey,
girl,
hey, hey, out for real. I had this one chick I remember over in Abbeville. Louisiana,
yeah.
Man, this motherfucker was, I'm talking about, man, she was in a club, bitch tore out a magazine, beautiful, right? Man,
mm-hmm.
I go to her house, I'm talking about, you going to stop the traffic and everything. Man, I go to her house, Hey, I go to a house. This motherfucker's so junky. Man, I mean, I lost everything. I sat there for about 5 minutes. I say, you know what I remember? I'm supposed to send my daughter some money, my baby mom some money for my daughter. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I ain't never went back. That bitch is gorgeous. I ain't never dreamed to be in that situation. That bitch is gorgeous, too.
My sister Lori, she was rowdy as hell. She was rowdy. Every time we went to go and beat up her boyfriend because they did something wrong to her, we're like, well, I love him. But why do you call us over here to beat him up then? You know what I mean? Do you know that was when she was 14, 15 years old, and now she a fucking nurse. She a nurse. I be like, sis, can I hold some money? So it's just a transition from, you know, being young and doing shit and growing up, and this is what I'm going to do. Fuck, she a fucking nurse? She pulled up in her little Benz. I'm like, I need to hold a thousand. She said, hold on.
Hold on, nigga.
She didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, said, a thousand for what or not? She said, hold on. Bow. I'm like, that's my motherfucking sister right there. She say, I know you doing a good thing. You ain't doing the shit you used to do when you was young. I'm telling you, I was out there, bro. I was out there. And she said, you taught me so much. She was like, here. She just went in the car and pulled out a rack. Nigga, with the band on it, everything. You know the little band the motherfuckers say $1,000 on that motherfucker? And see, my sister used to do some real quirky shit. So I'm like, you ain't doing nothing fucked up. She was like, no. She was just getting ready to go pay for a spot. And she said, I'm going to get their ass cash. I was like, wow. He shot me a whole band, like, bam. I was like, I had to look around and see, wait a minute, nigga, let me pinch myself a couple of times. Like, so my sister just gave me a rat.
See, nice to make good money. My baby mama nice. See, and I think she was, might be a nurse practitioner right now. My youngest daughter, mother.
Excuse me.
I don't give a damn shit.
Excuse me.
If you start talking about sisters, now you burping and shit.
Nah, nigga, I'm burping because I'm drinking beer. Nigga, that's what happened, nigga. Try it.
Nigga, you know, nigga, how long you be up? You said, try it. You might like it. I can't drink after
damn.
8. Nigga, I be going to the bathroom all night. I gotta wake up 4 or 5 times in the night to go pee.
Sleep in the bathroom. Sleep in the bathroom. You won't have to worry about that shit.
I did that before,
like,
too.
I
got
piss. Just stand up and piss and lay back down.
You talking about getting a bed in the bathroom?
Yeah, nigga. Why not? Nigga, if you the only one to use the bathroom, nigga, I just gonna put me a little piece right there, and I'll put my little mule music on, nigga. I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, I got a piss. Then you drink it over.
Well, you know, I take a Gatorade bottle with me sitting next to my bed sometimes. That way I ain't got to go all the way to the bathroom. So it'd be smelling like cucumber. Yeah, you know, I go and take a sip to see what it is. I didn't want to make Scratch throw up.
You know what I did? I ate before I came out of here just so I won't have to. That's what I did. I ate before I came out of here. I said, I'm going to do it backwards because usually when the Cowboys win, I'm in here in turmoil.
Oh, it's been a long time, huh? Scratch, it's been a long time.
No, it ain't. It's only been a couple of weeks. They
We didn't lose a game five until week 18.
Week 18.
We lost our fifth game in week 18. Scratch.
Fuck you,
man. If that ain't no good to the football team, I don't know what is.
Well. I mean,
they got some showing and proving, though. We look like we lost Michael Gallup. He might not be able to come back. At least he caught a touchdown when he hurt his knee, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Michael Gallup, they say he might be done for the rest of the season.
No, he got a torn ACL. He gone.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's what we need. Because Michael Gallup, he galloped. That boy be catching them touchdowns. I'm talking about he'd be Michael Jackson.
I hear you. Man, I think Friday, my boy Stacy G, he's supposed to be on Friday. I think I'm gonna let y'all hear a couple of my songs Friday. Should I be keeping in the cut?
All right.
You know, if y'all be good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all be good. If you be good, I might send you 2-3 more Reverend Ali songs. You know, I got one with, I got two with Cam. I got one with Hutch 187. I got one with LV. You know, it's going down, Scratch.
Oh, it's all good. Well, damn, you ain't got to, don't crucify me about the song that you got.
No,
I think
the one I did with LV is another gangster's paradise though. Cause he's singing the
LV. I've been doing that motherfucker forever. We got a song together.
Man, that dude sung the hook. Man, he's singing the God. Oh my. Oh, scratch. Man, we gotta hurry up. I gotta hurry up and get over there with you, man. We got to go to the mixing boards, man. Look, man, you mixed this
are
hook. He sung for God.
You might be going somewhere.
All
you gotta do is strike the right up the 15. You could be here in no time.
That's why I'm doing this job. You know, I got this little job gig. I work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right? I'm trying to gain a little extra money, too, while doing this pet sitting, you know. Because, you know, when you push these records, man, you got to have some money, man. You know what I mean? I don't know nobody going to give me no money. So I'm trying to push
more
of these
records. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, come tomorrow. Because Scotty will be over here tomorrow.
Oh, he's back in town already?
Yep.
Huh?
He ought to be off the airplane by now. Scotty will be out here tomorrow. Come tomorrow. You say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tomorrow, Tuesday. That means you off, right?
Yeah, but when I'm off, I'm tired, though, Scratch. I can't be riding down the freeway.
You know what?
Now, on Saturday and Sunday, a different ball game, though, see? So I can probably do that.
But, see, the whole thing about it is, see, sacrifice. I mean, you see, it's to the
I am sacrificing. Work one day, off one day.
Be sleeping right now. You should be by. Let me get some sleep, and I'll be up there tomorrow.
Whenever I leave to that right. Woman, if not gonna let him leave, he gotta go put some home time in.
No, I can't. I ain't got no more home time in me. Confetti shoot, my back is. I got stenosis of the spine. I can't do nothing.
Man,
she got
you probably on. Man, you probably on comfrey, meringue, and sea moss. Can we build that back up,
man. Girl gotta do everything for me. You know, I can't do no movement shit. Mess around, gotta go to orthopedic.
You both in regeneration. You on that natural healing stuff, man. Come on, man.
They ain't got nothing for this back, boy.
Man, that ain't don't look up at me.
That's what I be telling y'all. know what I'm about to do. I gotta go. I need
you gotta go. Go, you gotta go listen to Dr. John R. Christopher. And he talking about the dude back with no. Stone.
Y'all just
so
we'll
look
at
on YouTube.
Now,
can I talk to Cafe Scratch? You know, I wish you called me, man. I love to talk to. Anyway, man. You know, you must want to get some coochie, man. With my back, he ended up going to the orthopedic immediately.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Check this out. If it's your back that's the problem, just lay on it.
That's not a big bitch.
Man, you can't be cutting.
I don't have a problem.
You can do it. Put your back into it. I can't put my back into it.
Especially if you're going to one of them long strokes. You long strokes.
I'm over it. I know what the problem is, but I don't have the problem. So I don't have the problem type of shit. So that's what I got. Well, check this out, man. Well, I don't know how long these... Man, I'm just... See, you know, they let us go. They let us go all this extra time, but then sometime they decide to cut us off. Remember we used to talk about Donald Trump? They'd cut us off quick as hell. Confetti.
They cut us off when you talk about the 49ers, too.
I cut you off talking about the 49ers, so how about that?
I just want to see if you was woke, that's all.
Yeah, my, I can't sleep on that. I haven't said nothing about the 49ers, not at all.
You said something about the 49ers jacket earlier.
I wanted my money from y'all, from the Cowboys.
No, you said
the
49ers jacket.
That y'all made a bet on. That's the only thing I said.
I'm about to go back and listen to these interviews. I just don't remember that. I might have said it.
Well, let me say, I might have said it. So I got to do a He said, I'll take that bet, too.
Yeah, I think he did say that, Confetti.
Sweepy heard it. The motherfucking Red Wally heard it. And JoJo heard. Because I asked JoJo, you want in? He's
I don't
pay
this time, but I just don't remember. But you can't be putting bets on me, Scratch.
You got
put
four motherfuckers that said they heard you say it, bro.
Hey. Yeah,
don't worry about it, Pacey. Since you OG, you know what I'm saying? He be talking about you buying everything. I'm going to go and pay him $100, all right? Don't even worry about it.
I'm
giving you a New Year's gift to my brother, and I'm going to go ahead and get this nigga $100. How about that?
$50
You can't get his 50. If I give you 100, that's it.
Let me think about it.
Well, send me the bill for $100 for me and Confetti, and I'll pay it.
I mean, Confetti, you going to owe Rev Vali $50.
No, he ain't gonna owe me $50, man. Confetti just gave me some game while I've been listening to this dude for almost a year now. Confetti be saying some real shit, man.
Yeah, that's what Cowboys do. Cowboys fans stick together. Buck it in, man. Forgive us.
No, you good. I've been sitting here eating these homemade chili beans.
Man, I need some chili and crackers. Send me some in the freezer for me and mail it to me. I see.
I think
somebody
put some in the freezer and put it back.
And you know, I see some money, Sweet Pea. Whoever is making it, I send some money, please.
Hey,
like
look.
Michael Jackson, please, please.
Yeah,
I mean, but
when
you eat it, you gotta pass that. Now, cause it gotta be good.
Right.
Gotta be finger licking
good.
What?
Niggas,
you gonna send it back? Return the sender.
Yeah. Hey, she over there in Louisiana. If she can't hold that,
hey,
she gotta hold the title with that cookie.
Somebody gonna bag open and eat it themselves. Y'all got a microwave?
My grandma raised me, so. Oh, yeah, we got a microwave.
Started coming with.
Y'all got a microwave.
Hey, it's a title that come with Louisiana and cooking now. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta come with it.
Hey, you know what? That's some goddamn chili beans. We got some black eyed peas up in there. I want some
Woo,
chili.
We got some black eyed peas, some cornbread,
yep,
and green.
Hot water cornbread, bro.
Woo, that's what I'm talking about. You ain't putting no ham in the greens, did you?
Nope.
No, I didn't do none of that.
Okay. Yeah, make mine meatless. I don't eat no meat, no fish, no tofu, no nothing. I don't like it, none of it.
So where I get the best soul food when I'm in L.A.?
Shit, I don't know. I don't eat that.
That's why,
I can't
that's why he got that. He got that little baby Gerber poo-poo when he shit. He be like.
No, I don't.
That nigga ain't got no solid. You ain't got no solid. You don't eat no meat.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Shit. This nigga
I'm
ain't
a
got
fat
no
vegan.
Solid. This nigga. That nigga got some Gerber
baby
poo.
I'm a fat vegan.
Poo.
Yeah. Ain't nothing different.
Huh? Okay.
What you over there doing? Kenneth.
I said
Kenneth. Me. Kenneth, me hold. Come on, stop.
It's crazy not to eat meat, but smoke sherm. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, look, this Mexican girl I met at the job, this is a Mexican girl. She said, where you from? I said, I'm from Los Angeles. She said, no, I'm from Mexico. Where you from? I said, I'm from L.A. She said, you born in Los Angeles? I said, yes. She said, you speak Spanish? I said, poquito español, señorita.
See,
and then she looked at me like, oh. I said, yes, see. She said, don't get the fuck with me.
That's when the charm kick in right there.
I ain't no germ kicking. I don't smoke no. I ain't never smoked no. So I can't even smoke no weed all that good. How am I smoke something else?
Hey, yeah, that's it. I ain't never, you know, everything that I sold, I checked it off the list. You know, I smoke weed byproducts, hash, you know, shit like that. But I don't smoke that much. But all the stuff I used to sell, I was like, well, I can't smoke no cocaine because, I mean, I sell all my fucking studio. You know, the motherfucking sniffers, that's something different. Sniffers is like, they got some money, the sniffers. So I had the motherfucking money sniff. Then you got Charm and all that shit. Hair on, you start going down the list, and I'm going down my bucket list. Like, nope, can't do that because this nigga do this. Nope, can't do that because she do this. So I never had a drug other than motherfucking weed and alcohol.
Mm-hmm,
I sold all the other drugs to people, and I used to really see how that shit made people react.
Yeah, I always felt like, nigga, when you selling dope, remain the hustler. Even it's hard for me to smoke weed, and I smoke it sometimes, but the whole deal is it's against the rules of hustling.
Yeah, it is.
Selling. If you selling.
Well, you know what they always say, don't get high off your own supply. But the whole thing about it was it's like I'm not a dick type type of person. You know, back in the days, I used to drink a whole lot of hard alcohol, and they used to always get me in trouble. So that's why I drink so many beers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I didn't really like selling weed like that because of the whole, like, don't get high off your own supply thing. Because, of course, I would buy my own, like, for me, and I would buy some for that. But it would get to the point where I was hustling so hard. Like, people was calling me so much, I was like, okay, niggas, they buying my weed now. Like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, If I could pay my bills without doing this, I ain't fucking with this. I'm tired of people calling my house. I don't want to go outside no more. I'm tired of this. I don't like you.
Come on, sweetie, give me a deal, girl. Give me a couple of dubs. I'll pay you Tuesday.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
That's what made all kind of dope selling bad, because you be like, hey, don't come by my house, you know, after 11 o'clock. Then you hear someone tapping at your door. They tapping at your window going, hey, look, they tapping at your window saying, what? Who the fuck is that? I told you don't come by here after 11. And the motherfucker say, you got something for 6?
Hey, that's like what I used to talk about. Them dope fiends would be flagging my mama down in the car. Well, why them dope fiends keep flagging me down? So I don't know why they flagging me down, man.
Yep.
Man, it got to the point where if people just like, they think that, I'm like, all right, I will give it to them too. Let me get a $3. $3, all right. They're like, you ain't. Well, you ain't roll it, nigga. What?
Why you ain't roll it? Nigga, take your $3 worth of weed. Get on, nigga.
Look, Confetti was making fades in his mama car. That's why she was getting flagged out. They thought it was Confetti.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing about that.
And then my dad found out I was selling crack. That just gonna tell me. You know, my mama called him. He come out there. My stepdad raised me. He wanna come out there and son, I heard you was selling crack. And I look at him. He say, I know about Don Medela. He's gonna tell me, I know about Don Medela. I started thinking like, Don Medela smoked crack. I got something for him, but I was like, nah, nigga, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just like, nigga, whatever you do, be the best.
We give Buckethead the wrong impression.
Man, we just talking about childhood, growing up story.
Yeah, we talking about years ago. This is 34 years ago.
Like,
Buck,
I come
here
with a gang of dope dealers.
When I got to the D, I ain't want to sell that hard. No, I ain't want to fuck with that. I got out the Army. I sold green, though.
I never fucked with that.
Good.
I couldn't have time for that. What
you talking about, the hard?
People be harassing you too much. Yeah, hell no. And then, you know what? Well, like, people recognize me because of my family members and be trying to come to me early in the morning. Like, no, man, get the hell out of here. What? Get all at the house and shit. Sweetie, you know what it's at. Go get it. Go get it. Like, man, hell no. I'm going in here.
Nah, my partner just got caught up in a drug ring, and I just think he could get caught up in that. And I was like, I'm going to leave that alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it was a statute of limitation. It was, like, kind of close to that. I didn't get in it. So, and nigga could have thrown my name in the mix. So, they could have, they were throwing 10 for conspiracy, like, see, if this nigga, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
I am
scared. scary.
No, I didn't went active though.
I am scary as fuck. It'd be so many opportunities. I'd be sitting up here going, I don't know. I guess my prayers be like, okay, don't do that. And then, you know, because I'm, man, there's so many, I'd be like, fuck, all these fucking people that need this and need that. I can fuck around and make a killing.
People who walk right past you like they don't even see you, treat you like
And then I start thinking, like, if I get caught, it's a wrap.
You'll be on the Billboard 100 with that rap.
You know what?
I'll be in jail with another rap if I fuck around and do what I want to do. I'll be like, fuck. It's so much money. I just be what? I be like, I can't do it. I'm a two striker. I got. You know, we got this. We got this. We got folks. We got people. Got new bucket head up in. Man, we can't right do this. Watch this. When the motherfucker said X and Radio, I'm just getting ready to cut all of the goddamn cracks out of my pants because it's going to be balls out the whole time. They'll be like, damn, this nigga walking around with his balls out. Hell yeah, balls out.
That nigga said, two strikes,
baby, bye-bye. You know, I was one of the people that wasn't scared to work. I always kept me, I always felt you had to keep a cover. Like some of these cats out here, and I just was never scared to work. I had different skills, and I just did a whole lot of stuff. Some people just wanted to sell dope. That's it. I wasn't one of them cats. I was cool, but I always watched it. You got to realize I jumped in young, and the shit just, some niggas used to get caught, and some niggas didn't. And that shit was funny to me. You know what I'm saying? That I knew, like, it was almost like if you wasn't working for this nigga, they going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might say, I don't fuck with him no more.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you get in there, you in there. There's nothing that you can really do to get really out of it unless you one of the people that's handling business or somebody who really trusts you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Nah, the game ain't, you know what? The game ain't the same no more. I learned that when I got to Texas. First being Louisiana,